You score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not an MVP's Pro Rewards member? Join today. Visit Lowe's.com/messy for more details.
Get ready, because the Gossett Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossett in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossett $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossett $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage RHFO 9083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU 01-10764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP 30895, PF 695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Black Tie Moving is changing moving in the city of Memphis. They are the only team I could ever recommend, would ever recommend using, because I've used them twice. I know exactly firsthand the kind of work they do, how professional they are, how they stay on time, how they stay on budget. You know, I was actually trying to move some furniture the other day in my house, just a small piece, and I threw my back out, basically. Scratched up my walls, like, just a stark reminder that I am past my prime when it comes to anything physical. And that's where the guys at Black Tie Moving come in. They save you potentially throwing out your back. They save you a bunch of time, and it's well worth it. It's well worth it. They're going to show up. When they say they're going to show up, they're going to stay on that budget. Get on the schedule now. 316-6196 is the phone number. It's booking up fast, as it always is. Black Tie, one of the most in-demand moving companies in Memphis. So call today. Get on the schedule. It's Black Tie Moving. They're changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
Now is the time to get your fireworks for July 4th festivities. The place to go is Boom City Fireworks for the largest selection and biggest inventory of fireworks in the Mid-South. There are two air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both are open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Power candles are only $3.97. Extreme bag assortment, $100 value, just $59.95. Head to Boom City Fireworks. That's Boom City Fireworks.
The Frame Corner is your place for all your sports and memorabilia framing. They specialize in making that winning photo, special sports moment, or any of your sports collectibles into a prized possession you can put on display. Since 1975, the Frame Corner has been Memphis' premier framing experts. So bring those sports memories to the Frame Corner and let them turn it into something special. The Frame Corner, 5035 Park Avenue in Memphis. Call 682-9901 or visit FrameCornerMemphis.com.
O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free.
Pay off via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying planning credit plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sticking to the code, all these for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gonna make up. Toad ain't gonna make up at they seat. You can't hear that switch, but you can hear them scream. I'm off. 20 carat ring, I put my fingers down her throat. If I lose a carat, she might choke. I know she gon' swallow, she'll go. Reaping, bring the rats in. Got shooters in the corner, light a pack in. She think cause she was at it,
Best wings in Memphis?
You already know the deal.
The wing guru, Billy Richmond's really like that.
And the flavors, you're not going to find them anywhere else. It's 1 o'clock, which means it's a great time to get over there for lunch. I know it's hot outside. The wings at Winger are even hotter. My go-to is the garlic sriracha. It's that flavor. You're not going to find it anywhere else. It's unique to Billy. He's in there whipping them up like a mad scientist. Get that Triple J sauce, can't catch cow. Whatever you want, it's the Wing Guru.
It's got a great deal, too, for the rest of the month. Same deal we did last month. It was so good, we're running it back. And you've got, what, several more days left in the month of June. Take advantage of their two-leg special. Yes, crispy chicken legs. Not just wings from the Wing Guru. This is new. Innovation is what Billy is proud to captain. And with these new legs, dipped in any one of your 22 favorite Wing Guru flavors, it's fantastic. You get two legs. You get a okra or small fry for just $5.99. You do that in-store at any Wing Guru location or online at thewingguru.com. Very important instructions for you when you see Billy Richmond, the former Memphis basketball player turned chicken house entrepreneur. You tell him that Jason and John sent you.
Okay, the Olympics. You excited about the Olympics?
A little bit.
You're starting to see the qualifiers start, you know?
Exactly. Got a couple of Memphians.
Yep. I'd love to hear about them, you know? I'd love to hear just what you think.
Harrison Williams
is going to be in track and field.
Yes, decathlete.
Decathlete.
Yep.
So he'll be repping us.
He's a former MUS stud.
So he's going to Paris. Obviously, the United...
And there's a Germantown triathlete, I think, going.
Okay.
His name escapes me.
But we have multiple Memphians, at the very least, right?
Yeah.
Multiple Memphians that are going to be... that are going to be, you know, in this round of competition. The Olympics have also announced some celebrity commentators that are going to be going over to Paris. And one of them is a Memphian. How about that? How about that? Grove Hero is going to...
No.
Okay, he is not going, but he should. Kelly Clarkson. You in on Kelly?
No.
Okay. Snoop Dogg.
I've seen him doing the running things. They had him running the 200 the other day. It looked like he almost passed out.
You like Snoop Dogg?
Dude, it's become an oversaturation. They're putting him on everything.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Okay. Jimmy Fallon?
I could pass. I used to love Jimmy.
It's kinda, you used to.
It's kind of overdone.
Peyton Manning.
Can't get enough of Peyton.
Alex Cooper.
It's Alex Cooper.
I don't know. And then finally.
Not Alice.
No, Alex.
Yeah, okay.
Was Alice in Chains?
Mm-hmm. Alice Cooper is the.
Nimbones.
This is Alex.
Into the hand.
Yeah, this is not a great celebrity list so far.
And, hold on, I haven't gotten to the Memphian yet. Leslie Jones. What, bro? Memphian.
You know how I feel about her.
Dude, she's on the comeback. She's on the redemption tour.
Is she still doing the grocery store show?
I don't the where you
supermarket sweep, I think it's called. It was a reprisal of an old
that
show.
That is such a low brow show. Like the idea that it entertains us is pretty sad. that they brought this thing back. It was in such popular demand.
Yep.
That we want to see people scramble.
I actually loved it as a kid. I tried to go back and watch this version.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah,
it was
dude.
Awful.
You know what
and
I wanted?
Her bad jokes.
I'm glad you brought up a show. And we were talking about the Olympics. But we should have mentioned this when it happened, and we didn't.
It's a terrible list.
It's underwhelming. They're bringing other, like, they're bringing, you know, athletes, obviously. But these are sort of the non-sports people. I wanted to mention this. We didn't at the time, and we should have. Pat Sajak retired from Wheel of Fortune,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't even discuss it. We didn't even talk about it. We talked about, you know, Alex Trebek, God rest his soul, when he was stepping away. We talked about, you know, other hosts, you know, Bob Barker, right? Again, God rest his soul. But we never gave any space for Pat. Now, is that because he isn't a great host, or is that because the show itself would be the show without the host?
It's a good question. I think it's the tandem. It's not just Pat. It's Vanna, too.
Yeah.
It's the fact that she's been there the entire time. Because I think there's something to what you're saying. He isn't just some dude that blows you away in terms of with his hosting
skills. He's not beloved.
He's very arrogant.
He's not beloved.
Is what he can be arrogant in terms of some of your... Now, I guess Trebek could do that, too, but he'd do it in a loving way. I don't sense as much love from Sajak.
Right.
I will say I don't know. Maybe a deal, John, where like you said, we don't appreciate you as much till you're gone, and maybe Pat's gonna have to die before he gets the sort of kind of like you. You know what I'm saying? When you're gone, you.
Right. Well, I can just step away from radio, but yeah,
the respect level will go up more. But no, great run, and you're right on. You know, typically on runs like these, we stop and acknowledge. We did not, but I, you know, you could put a. Put my man Steve Harvey on that thing. We're going to rock on.
I think there's something to that. I do. I mean,
we're going to rock on, just like Family Feud has.
Now, Steve Harvey's a talent, you know. I mean, and he would be able to do the same. He would be able to do the same thing. He
I think it would probably be funnier.
Yeah. Like, you know, because when people try to solve.
I know you have a problem with Steve on Family. You think he's a one-trick pony.
He has the one thing he does. He does. He has the one.
Where he looks at you stupid.
Well, yeah.
After you've said a stupid answer.
Right. Hawk! Tua!
That's the second time in 2 days you've gotten that reference through. I've now seen the video because it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Guess who followed her?
Who followed her?
Another dumb, Conor McGregor.
He followed her?
Yes, dude.
On Instagram?
Wherever. It's on TMZ. Conor McGregor followed the Hawk Tua. Everybody's looking for this. This is a Tennessee woman, apparently.
Yeah, well, it was in Nashville, yeah.
Ugh.
She's signing, like, hats and stuff. But yes, I noticed.
Stay on task.
I just noticed that Pat just kind of. I mean, Pat has been the host of what Wheel of Fortune forever.
Yeah, they slipped out the other. What was it, a couple of weekends ago? I think was their last show.
Yeah,
or a couple of weeks.
He had been doing it since 1981.
Yeah, man, heck of a run.
So what's that? 33 years. 33 years.
81, bro.
43 years.
19 plus 3 years.
43 years. He has been the host of Wheel of Fortune. That's a crazy run. Imagine that. Imagine if, you know, I mean, this is the equivalent. Imagine if you did this show for 43 years every single day, just like Wheel of Fortune, and Calkins didn't even put you in his rundown. That's what we did to Pat. You know, now Calkins a bad example because, you know, but Jeffrey and Company, how about that? Jeffrey and Company didn't even pay homage to you after a 43-year run.
Is Vanna stepping down as well?
I don't think so, no. I think Vanna is still doing it. So that's, you know.
Again, if she was stepping away, there might be a different feel here. She's the one we adored.
That's probably right.
We did not adore him. We adored Bob Barker. You know what I'm saying? We adored Alex Trebek.
If Pat had been doing.
Did not adore Pat.
If he had been doing the show alone, it probably would
different.
Not have been
Maybe.
As successful.
Yeah.
And that's why. Because we.
She
was the draw.
Adoration.
She was the draw. And television knew they worked well together. You know, but it's just interesting. Like Regis Philbin did a much shorter stint on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and I think he was more beloved than Pat was after 43 years, which sucks. Like I would really that would you know, like Regis on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was awesome. I loved that show. Who didn't? You know,
mm-hmm.
and he made it. I mean, he you know I don't know. He was just great. He was great at asking the questions. He was great at getting to know the people. He was fantastic. You know, I just don't think we have the same reverence for Pat. We don't revere him in that way. Again, a great, amazing career to be able to do that for 43 years. I just felt like, you know, when you usually there's like an adoration, a flooding of, you know, flowers and my God, Pat is retiring. You see it kind of breaks the mainstream. And it just didn't in this case.
I feel like the era of the longtime game show host is dead, though, because we're not watching game shows the way we used to. Right.
Yeah, I mean, there haven't been any new ones, have there?
There's not a game show that you tune in for. I do tune in for Family Feud at 4 o'clock. I get an hour of it over at Fox 13. It's the only show. Stopped tuning in to Wheel of Fortune a long time ago. What was that, 6:30, 6, whatever it came on? Used to be a part of our everyday viewing. Summertime's 10 o'clock, Price is Right, everything else for Young and the Restless.
Right.
We're not doing that anymore. I don't know. There's a game show network out here. I don't know if you're aware of it.
I remember that.
All the new game shows that are on that, they're terrible, bro.
Right,
so that's
right.
I'm saying. We're not changing our watching patterns anytime soon. So my point is that these guys have done it for 40 years. The Bob Barkers, the Pat Sajaks, it's a dying breed because we're not watching those shows like we used to.
Well,
they'll let anybody host a game show now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, if you've seen on that Game Show Network.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, like, I mean, a lot of those are just, you know, they...
None of them stay.
They're in the middle of the day. They're like stimulation for elderly people. That's the only people that's, you know, watching those shows. You know, it's just like something for them to, you know...
It just makes you wonder, are they even worth putting on anymore? Do you need to find new content? It's just... If the ratings are that low,
right? I don't know.
Just old folks in old folks' homes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not an audience member, though. I'm not an audience viewer of any of those.
I used to be as a younger man, but
times change.
I don't know if you guys use stamps anymore, but Alex Trebek is getting a stamp.
Oh, okay, yeah.
How about that?
See, Pat's not going to get one. Pat's not going to get a. I don't really use stamps. I print shipping labels, so I don't really use stamps. But, I mean, Pat's not going to get one of those, bro. That's the point I'm trying to make here, is that he is just not nearly as in the, you know, American conscience.
Again, Vanna would.
And Alex was Canadian.
Vanna and Pat, again, I think they have to be considered as a tandem.
Interesting.
And if it was both of them, Vanna's on there too, you get a stamp.
Okay.
But, again, I think we've hit on something here. The adoration was for her, not for him. And so that's why, you know, Pat signing off is not, we're not stopping and giving him his roses, him his flowers.
He should do the, he's 77 years old. That's crazy. I mean, that is, he's been on TV for his entire life, basically.
You know, the old Wink Martindale on Tic Tac Toe used to be my guy, too. And wasn't he a Memphian?
I think so. That sounds
right. Cam sitting backing me up on that.
Yeah, Wink, what show is it, Tic Tac Toe?
Yes, for years. For years. He was fantastic. One thing, he's still alive, too, out here telling good stories.
He absolutely is.
Not aging a bit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I
would. We should bring Wink back and have him do Wheel of Fortune. Who is replacing Pat?
He did Tic-Tac-Doe, he did High Rollers, and he did Debt.
Mm-hmm.
That was the game show. Those were the game shows he used to host.
The other one, Chuck Woolery.
Yeah, who is
what was that? Love Connection? Was that what it was? Love Connection, I think?
He was Wheel of Fortune host, too.
You're kidding me.
I'm showing my
look at Pam bringing the game show knowledge to the show.
Pam is a game show savant.
Woolery had Wheel of Fortune before Pat Sajak. I did not know that.
How about it?
He's another hosting game show host goat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did it from 75 to 81.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff.
Also, yeah, Love Connection and Scrabble.
Yeah. I love Connection. Too,
Ryan Seacrest is replacing Pat Sajak.
I knew that.
Yeah. As if we're not exposed enough, right?
Too exposed.
Like, Ryan Seacrest is everywhere. But, like, you know, he was the American Idol. And then, what did he go to? I feel like there was one in between.
Oh, there's one more Memphis guy. We touch on him sometimes. Went to St. Benedict because the show's current. He's back.
You know,
Chris something, you know what I'm talking about? In the Wall, is that the name of the show?
Yep.
LeBron maybe behind that one or something, but
yep.
Hardwick, like that.
That's it.
He's from Memphis, and he's doing his show now. Like, it's still going.
Yep. He was.
I gave it a shot. I watched it for a season, but I just not.
He did the Talking Dead, right? He did the Walking Dead, like, talk show afterwards.
Well, there was a show before that, I want to say MTV, a long time ago when he was young, he did, or something like that. Now he came back, and he's come back as a... You know, an older guy took time off, and now he's back.
Yeah. He, you know, he's the son
of Memphis type.
Of course, Billy Hardwick.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
I didn't learn that till much later.
Yeah, he moved
Chris
to...
Chris Hardwick. That's
he graduated from Loyola High School in L.A. So I don't think his Memphis ties... He grew up here, but...
Dude, he grew up here. He went to St. Benedict,
he did. He did. Yeah. You know, that's true.
It's not like a Lou Williams that left him
but
in sixth grade.
He didn't move in high school. I don't know, like, if he...
I don't see him claiming
Memphis.
Yeah,
I don't think he
much.
Claims Memphis, right, exactly. Because he was born in Louisville, he grew up here, and then he...
Oh, I didn't know he went. I thought he was born here.
Yeah.
Okay.
He grew up in Memphis.
Is he Hardwick Sloan? Does Hardwick have a lot of kids? Is he the lone son? That whole... he came up with a bowling ball in his hand, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. He had four kids. Two died in infancy. So he has two children currently and two stepdaughters. So that's the legacy there of
He might end up doing it, hosting some game show until he's older, because he's put in some years now.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to think about the landscape, you know, and how we talk about changes and stuff, and that's one way. Like, the game show in modern era just isn't feasible. You know, I mean, but I guess old, I mean, elderly people will always watch The Price is Right. That'll never change. But in terms of like the you know, the Tuesday night where everybody got, like, remember Weakest Link? Remember Weakest Link? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? There was like a boom. There's like a boom of game shows like that.
Singled Out was the one I'm thinking about for Hardwick. That was like, anyway. But yes. So went down that wormhole on Chris Hardwick. He's hosted a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff I didn't realize.
I think D'Angelo went on one of those Talking Dead shows with him. I'm almost.
See, I never watched that show. When you said that, it didn't register with me. Singled Out's what I was thinking of. But it's one of the ones he's most known for.
Well, Sam used to like The Walking Dead, so you know, I used to be up on what was going on a little bit in that show. Not anymore, but back in the day. Anyway, interesting stuff, interesting times. Jeff Goodman going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the NBA draft, his thoughts on Memphis, college basketball. Lots to get to with our friend Jeff Goodman. He'll join us on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Wednesday night is draft night on 92.9 FM ESPN. Who will be the first overall pick? What will the Memphis Grizzlies do with their pick?
The Memphis Grizzlies select.
Then listen Thursday afternoon to the Gabe Kuhn Show and throughout the day for the second round of the NBA draft. Listen to 92.9 FM ESPN for all the excitement of the NBA draft live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis' flagship radio home of the Grizzlies.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, clickgranger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Goodman is the founder of Field of 68, basketball analyst, and a champ. I'm going to give him that. I'm going to give him that today. I'm going to start nicely because, you know, I don't know where this will end, but I'm going to set the tone nicely. Jeff, welcome to the show, and congratulations on number 18 here and breaking the tie.
Yeah, I mean, like, we have parades all the... When's the last parade you had, other than you, like, gallivanting around your house with your daughter?
When Memphis beats Tulane? Yeah. the Memphis River Kings in the CHL in 2003.
Big one.
Yeah, well, that was a big one.
Did you go to the parade? Did you go?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it was a big... They won back-to-back
titles. Was it just you and Jason there?
No,
and Jason showed up? Nobody else?
Memphis is a hockey town. A lot of people don't know that, but we don't not anymore. We lost them, but we did have those two titles. So we certainly know what it's like to be a champ. Is my point.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, great to be on with you guys in the heart of the summer here. You know, NBA draft tomorrow could be the worst draft in the history of NBA drafts. No, seriously, it's bad. It's really bad. I know you didn't.
This has been your cause. This has been your agenda for months now.
No, there's no agenda. It stinks. It stinks. Now, again, it may be good. Like 10 years down the line, we may look at it and be like, "All right, this player got better. We misevaluated this guy, whatever." But you know, you talk to any NBA GM that's been around for a while, and they're going to tell you the same thing. Like, they didn't want the number one pick in this draft. The Hawks got it, and I'm telling you, like, you know, this is not the draft where you where you want the number one pick, because there's nobody that looks like they're more than a piece. And when Donovan Clingan, who, by the way, is the best kid in the world, I friggin' love that kid so much. But when we're talking about Donovan Clingan being a top three pick right now, and he can't score in the post over John Martin, I don't know. I mean, something just feels off.
You really like don't think he'll be able to score in the post?
He can't now. I do. I mean, he's a great lob threat. But like, if you give him the ball and you're like, "Hey, show me some of your Kevin McHale type moves in the post." Yeah, they just aren't any. There aren't any yet. Now, again, the kid's a hard worker. He's come a long way since the first time I saw him, you know, before his freshman year. And I love him. But, man, and with the way the NBA's gone, right, like, I get, you know, he's not Jokic and he's not Embiid. And neither is Zach Edey. Like Edey can score. He's a little bit more well-rounded. Clingan isn't a player right now who really, really can't score, and you're talking about him being a top three pick. That to me shows the fact that the number one pick this year, or the number three pick, Clingan, whatever it's going to be in a normal year, is going to go somewhere in that 10 to 15 range.
Well, maybe in a normal year, the Grizzlies at 9 would have wouldn't feel like you've got to move up to go get them, to your point. You know, we've been talking about it, whether it's, you know, up to 3, whether it's up to 6, if the kid drops. Everybody's saying he's not falling below Portland at 7. We've been looking at him as, you're right, he's not a guy you can throw it into the post for, but he fits. He fits in terms of, go roll into the rim. The screen setting that is needed to free up the space for Ja that Steven Adams was so good at. I mean, you see that, you're seeing it. You Clingan would be a good fit. It just feels like you're going to have to go up to get him if that's who you really want.
And you got to put Jackson at the four. You got to get him
all day,
man.
All day.
Right. I mean, at the four, he's really, really good. But there, you said, I mean, it's almost like, I wonder if they just like reach on Edey at that point. Mm-hmm. I wonder if
quite
it's
possible.
A neat thing, and they reach on him at 9, or they try to move back. But here's the problem with this year's draft too. There's just not a lot of teams that are going to want to move up. Like, that's my take. Like, I don't know if a lot of teams are going to mortgage a lot to move up. The guy I love in this draft, and he doesn't really fit Memphis in any way, and he won't get there, but I love Castle, the other UConn player. I love him. I just think he's a killer. He's a, you know, defensively he gets after it. He'll be a better shooter than he's shown. He only shot about 28% from 3, but he can play both guard spots. He's a winner. He's tough. Like, I don't think you can miss on Stephon Castle, where some of these other dudes, like, I just don't know with this, you know, the kid who's going to go number one, Ricochet. Like, I've watched a lot of tape. I've talked to a lot of people about him. I just think he's like a third or fourth option at the end of the day.
Yeah, listen, I think in terms of, like, you characterize Edey as a reach at 9. Anybody is a reach at 9.
If you look at
just like the history of the NBA draft, right? Like, there's just, you know, we were having this discussion on the show yesterday. If you're picking outside the top 3 or 4, you know, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is a really freaking good NBA basketball player. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And he was like, that's if you can get that guy at 8 or 9, amazing.
Yeah.
But there, like, it's rarer than you think. There's a lot
there's
of Kevin Knoxes out there.
As I tweeted, like, in 13. It was the worst draft we've seen in the last probably 30 years, right? And Anthony Bennett went 1, and Oladipo, and Cody Zeller was up there. And, oh, by the way, like, one spot behind Shabazz Muhammad was a guy named Giannis. And again, I think the scouting, obviously, internationally has gotten so much better over the last 10 years. It's probably harder to get a Giannis at number 15 now, but there were warts. I mean, he didn't look body-wise anything like he looks now. right?
Right.
Nothing. I mean, nothing. And obviously, you know, the shooting wasn't there, and it's still not really there.
What about Dalton, Jeff, and how ready he is to connect?
Yeah. I mean, love what he did last year because he became an alpha dog for one of the best teams in the country at Tennessee, and his road is amazing. Again, I think he could be – like, I could see Dalton Connect being a number two scorer. I just don't know what else he can do. I think he's pretty one-dimensional. You know, he's an average athlete and an average defender at best, and he can score, but anybody else better. He's a deceptively – you know, deceptive athlete. You know, I like him. I like Reed Sheppard. You know, I think Reed Sheppard's going to have a really good 10, 12-year career. He's been a really good player in the league for a long time. But, you know, you got to put Reed Sheppard, to me, you know, with the right group. Like, he's just a really good player that you can kind of plug in there and put him on a winning team, and he just makes everybody around him better because he can make shots, so he can't lay off them. He can move the ball. He is a smart defender. They were just so bad defensively last year at Kentucky, I almost feel like he just blended in with all the garbage, you know, defenders that they had on their team last year. It was hard, but I think he's a high IQ player, so I think he'll be a solid defender, and he's a really good athlete.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like, you know, on paper the draft doesn't look good. It's not like overwhelmed with talent, but you just know, like, there's going to be dudes that you know, it's just the way it goes, man. That's why I think, like, your whole, you know, my cause, my cleats here of this being the most offensive collection of players that we've ever seen. It's just a little over the top. I mean, do you need a paycheck from Stripe or something? I mean, do you need some?
Well, I do like my extra X money that comes in every 2 weeks. I mean, that does help. So the engagement definitely brings up that money, especially in the off season.
That's off right.
Off season, it declines.
That's
it
right.
It really takes a hit.
So, like, let me ask you this, because it's funny. You know, Kim English, the Providence coach, came at you publicly. And he accused you of engagement farming.
Engagement farming.
Which
I don't like farming. I'm not a farmer. I've never been a farmer.
That's right.
Listen. You know me well enough to know. First of all, I'm going to call out people. I'm going to call out people that deserve to be called out. And I did it with T.J. Altzelberger in Iowa State. And they're garbage. Non-conference schedule that they played last year, and they're playing again this season, and it worked for them last year. I give them credit. Like, it totally worked for them. You know, then Kevin Willer did it at Maryland. I called him out. And then here's Providence's, are you ready for this? At home. Central Connecticut State, Stonehill, Hampton, Green Bay, and our boy Doug Gottlieb. They're going to stink. Delaware State. Those are probably 300-ish net teams. Then they go to the Battle for Atlantis, which they weren't supposed to be in, but the only reason they got in there is because teams got poached. Creighton got poached from there and are doing that Players Era thing for $1 million. Then they get BYU that everybody thinks is going to be good, but who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And then at Rhode Island stinks. They've stunk the last 2 years. And St. Bonaventure, the only reason they might be good is because Woj keeps pouring in money into their NIL.
Yeah, no, listen, I do appreciate that. I was going to ask, when you do go farming, and you are in the, I mean, this is the farming, you know, region of the world, right? I mean, you're talking about some great farming being done in the South.
Farming.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you know all about farming. You've gotten in there, and I'm sure you've done that weeding or whatever you got to do, and planting, whatever you got to do for farming.
Yeah, I mean, those things do not happen at all. I mean, that you're just showing your ignorance with farming. Which fan base do you know, though? Like, I need $50 this week.
Where should I go?
Yeah.
I mean, I could go several directions. I could go several. If I needed $50 this week to go engagement farming, I would probably start in Lexington, in Kentucky. And then where else would I farm? I mean, Providence fans right now, like I said, I mean, they're high up there. Texas Tech, Memphis. I mean, I could do a top 10. Maybe I should do that. A top 10 engagement farm. fan base list.
That would be some good. That would be some good. You should like, but you got to do it today. Like you got to capitalize on the tweet from Kim English. You
I know got a big softball game tonight. I got to lock in. I got to lock in, John.
Yeah,
I mean, this is important. I'm thrust over to third base now because our third baseman's been hurt. So I got to play. I got to deliver tonight. So yeah. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay,
tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow we got the draft. Like I said, it's the draft is kind of not very good, so maybe that'll get me feeling a little better. Talking about the top 10 engagement farming fan bases that I would go to be able to make a quick 50.
And like Photoshop you in like some overalls, you know what I mean?
Yes, like,
it's too good. It's too good. I was going to ask you a follow because we talked about the Iowa State schedule last week for some reason, and we actually sort of applied it to a school like Memphis. If you're a school below Memphis or like well below Memphis, you'll still get games with Power 5 teams because that is a bye game, right? You'll get paid for those games where it's just like we'll pay you a paycheck, we'll beat your head in, everybody wins. But for the schools like Memphis, for example,
well, Memphis can't do it, John. Memphis can't do it because of their leak.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like Memphis right. is the Memphis wants Power 5 games, right? They want to play Iowa States of the world. They want to play yes. Texas of the world, etc.
Yeah.
But they have a good schedule this year. But you brought up the gaming of the net, and for schools like Memphis who are good enough to win these games, do you think that the gaming of the net by schools like you know, like you said with Willard in Maryland and Iowa State, etc., do you think those opportunities dry up in the non-conference for Memphis?
Yeah, there aren't as many. I mean, Chris Beard plays a garbage schedule every year, and they're playing Memphis this year, and that's like their one really good non-conference game is my guess. So a lot of these guys are saying to themselves, like, all right, if I'm in a good enough league, which the SEC is, the Big 12 certainly is. I mean, look at T.J. Otzelberger last year, right? I remember talking to him early in the year when they'd come out of the non-conference. It was late in their non-conference. They hadn't really beaten anybody. They'd beaten, like, Iowa. They had lost to Virginia Tech. Their record and their schedule was, like, underwhelming, and they were, like, top five or six in the net. And I called them, and I'm like, dude, did you do this? Like, did you manipulate the net on purpose? And he said to me, no, like, I didn't think we were going to be very good this year. And also, we've only got one walk-on. Because how you can manipulate the net, for anybody who's listening, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it in the past, is you just roll it up on these crappy teams, on the 300 net teams. You pound them by 40. And the efficiency numbers aren't capped. The scoring margins capped at like whatever 20 or something like that, but the efficiency numbers aren't. So you can work those efficiency numbers, thus bringing your net ranking up. That's how Iowa State did it. But Memphis, the hard part, like those teams aren't going to play Memphis, most of them, because again, they're playing so many good games, and every league's going to 20 games right now. All the big boy leagues are going to 20. So if you're Iowa State, you're saying to yourself, like, we don't really have to do anything in the non-conference. In Maryland, Kevin Willard's saying, I got to win games. It's year two. Providence, Kim English is saying, I didn't get in the tournament last year. I got to win games. I can't lose to Memphis or a team that's probably worse than Memphis even. Because Memphis still has the
right.
credibility,
right.
the name credibility right now. So I actually right. think Memphis should be able to get games a whole lot easier than some of these other schools that really don't have the credibility,
right.
name-wise.
I'm curious, Jeff. You probably saw some of the headlines. Maybe you even texted with John about it when Penny had this interview here locally last week, really opened up, went on for an hour. One of the things he said was, hey, I'm going to stick this out. I got to take all the hits and the bumps because if I leave the program, it's going to go down. And many fans, listen, co-signed with him and said, yeah, well, who the hell are we going to hire if Penny Hardaway ever leaves or if he's fired, but if he decides on his own to leave? So I'm curious. My question to you, Jeff, because I know it's probably changed over time, how good a job is Memphis?
I mean, I still think it's a top 25-ish job. Now, again, in the league, not today, because all these
league hurts.
Teams have,
mm-hmm.
Have gone realignment, and you're kind of sitting there in a league that's a mid-major plus type league right now. So that does hurt you, and that does hurt Penny with recruiting. There's no way around it. That hurts him, just like it hurt Dan Hurley a few years ago before he got in the Big East.
Yeah.
And then it started to ramp up. Like, I'm not sure Dan Hurley would have been able to beat Dan Hurley right now. If he's still in the AAC, I don't think he is. They're not winning titles. You know, so I do think that's a fair point. If Penny wants to use that, that is a fair point. However, what I will say is going to two tournaments in 6 years at Memphis and winning, what, one tournament game?
Yep.
One? I mean, come on, man. That ain't good enough. It's not good enough. Period. Like, you can make all the excuses in the world for injury, Caleb Mills, whatever, whoever, this, that, and the other, but, like, come on. You can't be telling me, if you're looking in the mirror and you're honest with yourself and you're Penny Hardaway, that two tournaments in 6 years is good enough. Nobody in Memphis can say that. They're aspiring to go to Final Fours or at least second weekend of the NCAA tournament. They've won one tournament game in 6 years.
Yeah, I didn't even think that piece of it was, you know, and this is what happens, right? Like, Penny is a beloved guy in Memphis, and I saw a little bit of it even with Tubby, but that, to me, was the hardest part of it to really get down with, was this idea that, you know, the what happens is, in order to sort of rationalize the underwhelming and the underachievement,
mm-hmm.
you diminish the quality of the job, right?
Right.
And that's the piece of it. And I'm glad you said that, because I do think it's good for people to hear that, because, A, people classify you as a hater of Memphis. So to hear you saying that it's still a top 25, top 30 job, I think will be eye-opening for them. And I agree with that. Obviously, I'm in Memphis, but I know what their NIL is, and I know what
they're paying
that's
their coach.
The
$3 million.
Listen,
investment.
NIL-wise, I would be shocked. And again, we don't have exact figures for everybody, so it's all, when people say this, like, nobody knows for sure. I would be shocked if Memphis isn't somewhere to 10 range.
In the 5 to 10 range?
Overall, in the country, in college basketball and NIL. Somewhere in that 5 to 10 range. Okay. So if that's the case, and you put together this team, okay, and yeah, you got a good backcourt, like Haggerty, but he did it at Tulsa, like a middling team,
right?
You know, in an average league, like we don't know how good PJ Haggerty is at the highest level.
Agreed.
We don't know that. Tyrese Hunter, I loved a few years ago, and I still like him a lot, but like he hasn't gotten that much better. He hasn't got, and he can't really shoot. So you've got two guards that can't really shoot. You've got two bigs in Dane Danger, who played about, I don't know, 10 minutes a game last year. You know, he went through a stretch where he didn't play at all at Illinois. And part of it was Brad Underwood's, he felt like it was his best way of winning games was to play a different style. Danger can score in the post, but he's not a guy who's going to step out. Moussa Cisse can't score at all. Like, I'm looking at their roster, and I'm just like, here's what I would say. It's like, roster construction. I said it last year with Mike Woodson, another former NBA guy who, and you guys know where I stand with these former NBA guys. I've made it perfectly clear for 10 years now, you know, from, you know, the Chris Mullins to the Ewings to these guys to, you know, obviously Juwan Howard got hit, Stackhouse got hit last year. I just don't think the roster construction is, just like it wasn't with Indiana a year ago. Like, it worries me. Where is the perimeter scoring going to come from? Colby Rogers? Is he going to get in the court enough to be able to score? Like, Hunter, Haggerty, Tyreek Smith. I mean, like, he's been a piece, Tyreek Smith, for 5 years. I have really a wing that can go get you one, a big wing. Who's going to guard?
Right.
Like, I just, roster construction baffles me with all that money. With all that NIL, it just baffles me.
Yeah. I everybody here in Memphis wants Penny to be successful. Like, that part of it is
I do too. I love Penny. Love him. Like, had a great relationship with him for the first few years. And, you know, I don't know how we are now, ever since I pretty much 2 years ago asked, like, is he the right guy for this job long term? And 2 years ago, what's the name of that dude down there in Memphis? The guy who hammered me?
Oh,
the guy who did the videos?
Doc
Holliday.
That's right. Doc's on your ass.
Doc went after me. How could I ask if Penny is the right man for the job long term? Well, I think we know now. It's a fair question. I'm not saying, again, I wasn't saying, like, hey, they need to fire Penny now. All I was saying is, like, It's a fair, legitimate question. Am I wrong?
Well,
whether Penny Hardaway is the right guy to lead this program going forward years from now, you know, even beyond this year, coming up.
It's very simple. It's fair now because of the results.
Right.
And really, the lack thereof, everything you just said. Absolutely, it's fair.
I will say this.
If it's not fair, you're moving the goalposts.
Penny Hardaway was the guy for the job in 2018.
Totally.
I don't know if he's the right guy for the job in 2024.
But he should be. He should be. What's the most important thing now? I've said this. For former NBA guys now that really aren't going to work like Dan Hurley is going to work, let's face it. Like, they're just not, most of them. There's a few that are going to work at the same level. But, you know, Damon Stoudemire works. Like, a lot of them just, they're not. They'd rather golf, and they got all this money in their bank account, and I get it. Like,
yep.
I don't blame them.
Yep.
I don't blame them at all. But these days, you don't have to work like that anymore. All you need is to be bankrolled.
That's right.
You need a big-time NIL.
That's right.
And get and do a bunch of Zooms in April when the season ends and go collect a bunch of good pieces. Indiana did it. Mike Woodson did it, and I don't think he works that hard. But, like, look at his roster. His roster is pretty good. Now, again, I don't know if he's going to be able to take that collection of talent and experience and lead them to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. Only time will tell, but he actually put together a pretty good roster. And, again, that's where I think my criticism of former NBA in the past, I think those guys have a much better chance now of succeeding in college, ultimately because of NIL. You can sell NIL and in the NBA, and that you coached or played in the NBA. Those are the two things kids want.
Exactly. The hard work is really taken care of. I mean, you used to have to, like, recruit these kids for years and know them and their family and their runners.
Right.
And now it's like, yo, listen, this is what we have. This is what you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? By the way, I don't know if you have an update on this, but one of the guys I know that Memphis was involved with, as they have some spots on their roster, was Keelan Boone, the transfer from UNLV. Do you know if he's going to be eligible or not? Like, have they gotten clarity on that? I know he was
going to
apply the new rule.
I don't know if they've gotten a sure answer, surefire answer at this point. I know some schools were looking into it. There was going to have to be a waiver process involved, so I don't think anybody knows for sure, and I think, you know, even he is probably confused whether it's worth kind of rolling this thing out and seeing if he's eligible or just saying, you know what, I'm going to go try to, you know, make a G League team or something.
Rather than wait around, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, yep. Hey, man, always good to catch up. Appreciate the time. Great stuff,
Thank
man.
Thank you, Jeff.
Good luck tonight with the softball game, and enjoy the draft tomorrow.
One.
Enjoy the draft.
Big one. Yeah, well, I'm enjoying the softball game. I'm not sure I'm going to enjoy the draft.
Enjoy
but,
it, brother.
But Bronny, listen, I know you. Where would you take Bronny? Third round?
Right, yeah. Like, I don't really think I would have to draft him. I mean, I could get him on it, right?
Would you take him? Would you take him, though, if you're like the Minnesota Timberwolves late in the first round or something, you know, a contending small market team, would you say, you know what, I'm going to roll the dice, screw Rich Paul, I'm going to take Bronny, and I'm either going to hold him for ransom or try to get LeBron to come to my small market contending team to be the piece to take us over the top.
He's not leaving L.A. They hired J.J. Redick. So that was all, you know, no, I would not draft Bronny. Unless I thought he was a good player, I would not draft him. So
you use him as leverage, but you could use him as leverage to trade.
I don't.
Couldn't you?
You're
just going to piss off Rich Paul.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're going to mess up future dealings. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's going to play that game.
Yeah.
Because at any time.
To play it so bad, though. I want somebody to play it. I really am dying to see what NBA GM would just say.
Well, and then moving forward, you're never going to get a player with Rich Paul ever again.
Agreed.
So
agreed.
It's like, why even trifle with it? You know what I mean?
Very true.
Because Bronny's not, you know, like, he's not good yet.
He may never be an NBA player.
Right. If it was Wimby, you know, I'd say yeah.
Yes.
But you wouldn't have that option if it was Wimby because he'd be going number one. So
correct.
It's just a non-existing thing. But all right, good luck on your farming and your softball game. We'll catch up down the road.
Thanks, boys.
Yep.
Love you guys.
Yep,
yes,
love you
sir.
Back. He is Jeff Goodman. Field of 68 had some really interesting things to say about the quality of the job, the NIL.
Still a great job.
Yeah, said Memphis is top 25, top 30 job. And top 5, top 10 in NIL. So that was interesting. I'm sure that the two things were related.
I love Sane, but the mid-major take that you sort of alluded to is based on results since Cal.
Correct.
It's not based on investment, on NIL.
Right.
Like, think about how much, and Jeff just told you, I mean, we had a pretty good idea. We don't have the numbers, but you compare how much Memphis has spent on NIL to what actual mid-majors are spending. It ain't close. It's that of a major program.
Exactly.
It pays its coach, what, $2.7 million? Paid Tubby $3
million. Yep.
That's not mid-major. You know, those aren't the characteristics of a mid-major.
Right.
I get where he's coming from. The on-court results since Cal have been pretty damn mid-major. Maybe you want to save even lower.
Yeah.
But that does not deal in the investment.
Exactly.
And it's invested in like a major program.
The job is what makes a job is the infrastructure of the job.
What he just said right now really is the bankroll.
Right. It's so to determine whether a job is a mid-major job or a high-major job, it's how, you know, in terms of the, you know, and how is it supported?
Penny's had everything he's needed, it appears, from an NIL standpoint after last summer saying, I don't have enough, right?
Yes.
Mid-majors don't have that.
How fortified is it? How, you know, in Memphis has the investment. They have the capital. They have the resources, the facilities, everything, right? So the results are not indicative or reflective of the investment and the structure.
Right. The results, which he's basing it on, have been mid-major.
Right.
And I'll listen to that all day long.
For sure.
It's not a mid-major program.
But that's not
it's not invested in like a mid-major
program.
That's
not a referendum on the job.
At all. And again, that's what makes it a good job.
Exactly.
And so all this stuff about who you going to hire, if that day ever did come, stop it, folks. It's still a great job. That's the point.
That's not it.
And not just a great job, like we said, in terms of what that coach will be paid, in terms of what he's got from an NIL standpoint to go out there and go get a team.
Right. And by the way, like people will say, well, you know, who's going to leave for Dan Hurley wouldn't leave UConn for the Lakers. Okay, so going out and getting a sitting head coach is hard, no matter who you are. Okay,
yeah.
And I'm going to use Dan as an example because that's everybody told me that you 100% leave for the Lakers. It's the Lakers. You have to go to the Lakers. He's like, I'd rather not. I'm going to stay here at UConn. I got it rolling. Because when you have it rolling, it's hard to give that up.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean again that Memphis is a mid-major. It just means that Memphis is basically just like everybody else, but they have investment and they have resources and facilities that few other schools can boast.
Right.
You know, and so a mid-major is like Drake. A mid-major is like VCU. A mid-major is like Drexel. You know, that's
teams that could not get a Kendrick Temple. Davis or a Jalen Duren or have the NIL to even get in those conversations.
Exactly. You know, Memphis has.
He's been getting players.
Memphis is a big boy. Make no mistake about it. Have the results been big boy? No.
No.
But that's not a result.
Just on results.
Of the quality of
being
the
invested.
Job. You know what I mean? 100%. Like
Memphis, to death,
Memphis didn't lose last year to Rice.
Don't bring us down.
Because it's a mid-major job.
You know, and you're trying to, you know, in some way rationalize, as you said, the results.
Exactly. We just have to acknowledge the results have not
good
been good.
Enough.
And they need
it's
to be better.
Facts.
And hopefully they are.
And Penny has said that. He said
that's
the results haven't been good enough.
That's simple. Thanks to Jeff for joining us on the show. Come back, wrap us up. Jason and John, I'm trying to FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
How can you not be romantic about sports?
Yes,
my
real.
Favorite sentence in this entire story is a spokesperson for Major League.
They have a good PR firm over there.
Sidebar here. Tip the cap to Joey Chestnut. He's trying to push out the Impossible Plant-Based Dog.
Maybe they could mess with him a little bit, too, and say, you know, Impossible Dogs, they're a little bit more difficult to eat, I would suppose, than a Nathan's hot dog, like taste-wise and the speed of it. You make me eat those.
I didn't think these glizzy eaters would take themselves so seriously, though. Like, how seriously? You eat for a living. Like, you do events
Chestnut
where
is an
people
American
eat
hero.
Themselves to death. Like, potentially throw up after eating. It's a very American.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN or download the free Odyssey app and follow 92.9 FM ESPN.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my superhydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash.
24/7 renewing moisture with daily use.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? On America's birthday weekend, why not stop by America's number one brakes destination? Right now, you can save 15% when you buy a set of OE quality Duralast pads and rotors. And up to 50% when you bundle Shop Pro brake cleaner and brake fluid with SilGlide brake lubricant. It's just part of our 4th of July sale at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Man, I tell you what, I love Sonic. I always have. It's America's drive-in. And I just remember all those times, you know, growing up, any time we got to go to Sonic was a privilege. And I still kind of feel like that today. You know, you were talking about it earlier this week. Chris got that grilled cheese. Bro, goat. Goat grilled cheese.
Absolutely.
I know people will say, well, that's a kid's menu item, right? They will say that. But everybody deserves a great grilled cheese.
Perfectly done.
And it is. At Sonic. But that's not all you're going to be able to get at Sonic, because now, as they continue to innovate, they've added the new Sonic Groovy Fries, Jason.
And I've had them. Yeah, they didn't have these for John back in the day.
Nope.
They are new. It is innovation, and they're fantastic, perfectly salted, perfectly built, because they're designed, John, to hold more sauce, more of that groovy sauce that you'll find fantastic. Well, here's the best thing about it. You can get a small, medium, or large Groovy Fry for $1. That's how they do it over at Sonic. Best food in town, best deal in town. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Get ready, because the Gossip Mitsubishi Motors summer sales event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossip in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossip $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossip $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike, online 24-7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
Mirage RHFO 9083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU01 10764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP 30895, PF 695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved dealer stock only.
Oh, 4th of July is coming up. I'm having a big party at the house for 33. This is my M33M year. So you know we got to do it big. We got to do it big. So we're going over to Boom City Fireworks, baby. Boom City Fireworks has two locations, 3rd Street South, or get well at State Line Road. They got the largest fireworks selection in the Mid-South. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Get out of the heat. Get in the air conditioning at Boom City Fireworks. They got sparklers, Roman candles, firecrackers, poppers, cakes, artillery shells, and more. They're on Facebook, Boom City Fireworks. Check out all the information there. Daily specials. Get out there today. It's Boom City Fireworks.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Is the place I'd recommend, Shoot 360. Get out there and see the technology for yourself. That's where the next generation of Hooper is in Memphis. Passing drills, dribbling drills, shooting drills. Got some big news to announce here very soon in terms of the expansion and relocation. But for now, 85 Barker Center Drive to see it all.
Got it all, not just the shooting, but the passing and the ball handling. You want to be a well-rounded player, get out to Shoot 360, 85 Barker Center Drive in Collierville.
Going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jessica Benson for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and company are up next. Stick around. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis's number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Are you feeling the pinch of rising mortgage payments now that your COVID forbearance has come to an end? If it's more than you can financially handle, reach out to Jen Karstensen and Live Love Memphis at the Real Estate Agency today. They understand everyone's situation is unique and are here to help you explore your options to take advantage of the equity you've built. Before you sell to an investor, you owe it to yourself to make sure you're not giving the house away. Call today at 901-625-5200 or email them at sold@livelovememphis.com.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN or download the free Odyssey app and follow 92.9 FM ESPN.